Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we have a letter from St. Faustina to her friend Sister Justina from October of 1929. Warsaw, 20th of October, 1929. Reverend Sister Justina, I hasten to send you my heartfelt wishes on the solemn day of your first religious vows, dear sister. I wish you, dear sister, that when you become united with your heavenly spouse, you will never refuse him anything. My second wish, which I offer you, dear sister, is faithfulness in the smallest things, as well as in greater things. Dear sister, you should frequently ask yourself the question, who is this Lord with whom I am to become united, and who granted me so many graces? And who am I, who am not worthy of and have contributed nothing towards these graces? Here I end these humble wishes. I always pray for your intentions, dear sister, and particularly during the holy retreat on the day of your vows. And how much I rejoice and share in your happiness, dear sister. May your heart, dear sister, always be a clean chalice in which Jesus, the divine spouse, will rest. Do not wake him, sister, even if he falls into a deep sleep and for a long time, for even if he is asleep, his heart is watching, and without his knowledge, not a single hair will fall from your head. Thank you, dear sister, for your letter, which I received. I am very happy that the little chicks do not forget their angels. Right now I am in Warsaw, dear sister, not in Józefinek. I am working in the sister's kitchen with Sister Jacinta and two postulants. I do apologize, dear sister, for not responding to your previous letter, but I really had no time. You know very well what it is like in the kitchen. One is always in a hurry and can never manage. I am sorry about my poor handwriting. I am writing this during my duty, so I am a bit tired and sleepy. And then again, I have to keep an eye out for some thief, God forbid. Dear sister, I would also like to tell you how immensely happy I am. Oh, how sweet it is to serve such a good Lord. But you should not think, dear sister, that when I speak about the joy in my soul, this means that I no longer suffer. Oh, no. But the more I suffer, the more I feel a longing for suffering. And when we know that the suffering is sent by the one whom I love, then suffering ceases to be suffering, but becomes rather a delight and happiness. I am ending my letter and greet you warmly, dear sister. Please kiss the hand of Mother Mistress and Mother Superior for me, and give my kind regards to the entire novitiate. Please remember me on the day of your vows. A little child of the order, Sister Faustina. This is a letter that St. Faustina sent to her friend, Sister Justina. Sister Faustina has been in temporary vows at that time for about a year and a half. This is before she has her first apparition of the Divine Mercy, although she has had other supernatural experiences up to that moment. Sister Justina was about 3 years younger than St. Faustina. She entered the convent 2 years after Faustina, and Faustina was assigned to look after Justina when she was a postulant as a kind of a guardian angel, showing her how things are done in the convent. They remained friends until the end of Faustina's life. Sister Justina died in 1989. In this letter, St. Faustina congratulates Sister Justina as she makes her first vows. Faustina expertly teaches Justina about the true meaning of the vows and the way to grow in holiness. She does this by expressing it as her wishes for her friend on her important day. She reassures her friend that she prays often for her, and she teaches her friend how to unite her heart with Jesus. She does this in such a delicate way that the friend might not even notice that she is being taught by an expert in the spiritual life. Faustina thanks Justina for a letter that she had sent. Justina, when she was a newcomer to the convent, was like a little chick, and Faustina, just a couple of years ahead of her, was her angel, who showed her the ropes, how to do things in the convent. She informs her friend where she is living, in which convent, and what kind of work she is currently doing. She writes about her current situation in a friendly, natural way. She talks about how happy she is to serve the Lord and to suffer. There is no mention of her special graces, but her spiritual maturity is evident. And Faustina finally sends greetings to all of the sisters in the novitiate house. She loved that novitiate house. She received many graces during her novitiate.